the opportunity to kind of follow the development of a group over weeks, meeting like this twice a week. And from the 1st of May, we'll be going down to once a week, but it's still, I still look forward to the continuing process. And I really appreciate all the email information, all the points that you bring up about both your resources and your pain or your stressors. Many of them, more of you have written this time, and that's been really lovely. And a number of you have also written to me privately instead. And I'd like to just say a couple of words about that, because on the one hand, there are things that you might want specifically for me to know and for me to consider. One email a couple of days ago was a woman who's actually going into a woman who's been in these meditations, and she's going into an operation this morning, and she specifically wanted me to know that. And that makes a lot of sense to send an email directly to me. But if what you have is basically your pain and your resource, it's easier for me if you send them to the body mind address that you have, because then I get them all in a list, and it's easier for me to get a sense of the field. So feel free, if you want to let me know something specifically, email me by all means. But if it's the general sentences that I'm asking you to send, please send them to body mind if you possibly can. If you can't find that, and if you're in a hurry, send them to me instead of not sending them. But that's kind of the list. It makes it easier for me to feel the group of us if it goes to body mind, and I can look at all of them at once. So also, some of you have been asking about, why some people we can see and some people we can't. And I know that some of you have difficulties with your internet connections, that you actually don't have enough internet broadband connection to be able to have visual and hear. So it's absolutely okay that you don't want to have, or that you can't have your image on. But if you can, it's really lovely to have you here so that we can see you. It gives a strengthened sense of connection, not just for me, but I know for many others. So just that both are possible. And thank you for being visible if you can. I think that's the end of practical desires here. So, and what I've taken from our sentences and my own process and my sense of what's happening in the world at the moment, we're still moving from the more sort of immediate crisis phase into looking at what is the future bringing. And a number of you have mentioned, besides the usual concerns and worries and difficulties of dealing with this sense of the care and the loss, and the concern that you have for old people or dying people and the ones who love them, and the ways that we cannot honor each other the way that we normally would. You're also concerned and worried and feeling mistrust, a word that has really come up a lot in these last sentences is mistrust, distrust, distrust of how politicians are going to work with this, distrust of how we can manage ourselves, distrust of our own capacity, distrust of what other people are doing with this crisis. So that's on the difficulty side, on the pain and concern side of things. And on the other side, we have our usual suspects for resources. We have our own bodies, we have our relationships, we have the ability to move. We have our animals, we have nature, spring, flowers, this amazing explosion that's happening in the season. And also a sense of excitement, a sense of excitement that this coronavirus and the COVID is actually creating a circumstance that we haven't had before, and that some people are rising to the challenge and saying, for instance, this is the time to really focus on a different society, a more supportive society, a society that supports more green energy, for instance. This is like all catastrophes, like all crises, this is a possibility for change as well. So we have these two, the sense of the potential and the sense of the negative potential or the danger inherent in this relationship to the future. And I recognize that. And I was recognizing and working with myself this morning, this sense of mistrust in others, but also in myself. So I thought that we would start our meditation by, as usual, getting into our bodies and discovering where our breathing is and where our connection to life is. And that from there we would go and start to give some space, because space to that negative dimension, because we tend to want to push it away or do something with it or get angry and talk to people about it and get upset and kind of get taken over by it. So I was struck with the difference between being run away with by our sadness, our grief, our fear, our worry, and allowing it, giving it space, giving it the space that it longs for, and starting to discover where it comes from, because it comes from somewhere. It comes from something that is not anger, that is not mistrust, that is not grief. It comes from something else. So I thought we would play with that today. Are you willing to go on that journey of exploration with me? If not, if you are, I'll scroll through. Yeah, it looks like some people are.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So, very good. So, as usual, we're going to start by dropping into our sense of our bodies and stretching and yawning. And we have somebody unmuted, so if Krista, if you would please us all. Perfect. Ah, and notice what your particular spots are this morning. I'm noticing that my shoulders want more than they usually do. So lifting them all the way up to my ears and rolling them back and down. And then right now they don't want to go any further. So just relaxing there and taking a couple of breaths. Or whatever your version is, my neck, your neck maybe. Noticing this connection between movement impulses. Don't worry about whether it's kind of a formal stretch that you have learned to do. You know how cats and dogs stretch? They don't decide that, oh yeah, I learned this stretch in yoga. There's very little dog yoga. But they notice what part of the body really wants to stretch, and then they stretch that. Cats are experts at it. And if you catch those parts of the body, those areas that really want to stretch, you'll notice that they actually really, really like to evoke yawns as well. So that there's a tendency to. Get a yawn when you follow your body's request, impulse, desire, longing to stretch. And then you'll notice that there's a certain part of your body that you've been stretching for a while that's kind of starts to feel like, well, this is getting a little bit boring. I mean, this part could continue to stretch, but what else? What else is there that would like to be stretched? Right now, for me, it's my legs. So what is it for you? And how do your legs want to be stretched? Or whatever other part of your body it is. I'd like you to pay a bit of attention. I keep having this image of dogs and cats and the way they stretch their toes, right? They have this amazing toe finger stretching thing that they do. Kind of like waking up each individual toe or finger. And if you keep getting yawns, excuse me, I need to cough. If you keep getting yawns, and if your eyes and your nose start running, it means that you're doing it right. You're getting your ventral vagal and your parasympathetic nervous system really active. And notice also that in every process, including in this process of stretching and yawning, there are pauses. If you're listening to your organism, once in a while. It's easy to override it, but see what happens if you don't. If you allow that pause, just notice the next breath. You may also notice energy flow in your body as you yawn or after you yawn or as you stretch. You may notice vibration, like quivering or shaking. All of those are wonderful. It's your body's way of organizing, of balancing itself. And you may also find that there are parts of your body that actually want to be touched. Could be your head, or your neck. Your arms or legs, your feet. Could be your hands. Your back or your belly or your chest, your breasts. Take the time to do that and also to notice how does that area that you're touching, how does it like to be touched and how do your hands like to touch this connection? And during the meditation, you're welcome to keep moving and stretching if it feels good at any time. And yawns are always welcome. But you may also find that there's a rhythm that comes, like a rocking rhythm that wants to happen, or you may find your body settling into stillness. All of those options are fine. All of them are useful. Whichever one comes to you is yours right now. And moving your awareness, as you do that, moving your awareness to your sense of the waves of your breathing. Sometimes when we do that, we have thoughts coming up about what our breath should be doing. They usually go like, well, it should be deeper, or it should be slower, or it should be in more in my belly, or whatever. We're just noticing those thoughts. And there are, of course, things we've learned about the right way of breathing. Again, if you think of dogs and cats, they haven't actually learned that, so they just breathe with whatever life is doing. So we can play with getting as smart about our breathing as dogs and cats are. Let our breathing happen. And see what it does by itself. We can even get curious about it. When does the in-breath actually start? Where does it start? Where does a wave start? When does something that's not a wave yet in the ocean, when does it start? And the same thing with the breathing right now. We can't see any waves in the ocean right now, but we can sense our breathing. Get curious about when does it actually start? What is that shift from not inhaling to inhaling? And just following it, letting our awareness rest with that sense of this unfolding inhale. And then there's the sensations change, and you've had that inhale change to an exhale in the meantime, and probably another inhale. That's okay. But next time you have an inhale, when I've finished talking, just notice how the sensations of that inhale change so that there's like this desire or longing for air in the beginning, and then there's a filling, and then there's a sense of beginning fullness, and then there's a transition again, the fullness, and then there's a shift to an exhale. When does the exhale begin? And that quality of emptying, of relaxing, of releasing, noticing how that changes, letting your awareness flow, rest. With that, into that transition again, when does the inhale start? Where does that change happen? And just following that, getting curious about that. And where do you feel it in your body? Are there places that are that suddenly become very clear, where you can feel energy in your inhale or in your exhale? Where you don't normally notice it? Right now, I'm noticing it in the palms of my hands. Because actually your whole body is moving with this inhale and exhale, like a tree with all the leaves that are coming out now, moves with the wind, with each breath of wind. So your whole body, every part of your body moves with every breath of wind, of your breathing wind in and out. It's delicate. It's often delicate with the trees too. And noticing the sense of space around you, this room that you're in, that's full of air. That keeps flowing into you and out of you. Oxygen and carbon dioxide, this cycle, the circulation that we share with plants, with all the trees and all the plants that are unfolding right now for a season, spring and summer. All the plankton in the ocean have created each molecule of oxygen that goes into your body. And each molecule of oxygen that you exhale again, because we exhale oxygen too, a dance of giving and receiving with every of these plant creatures, plant beings, tiny ones and huge ones. All of us held in this field of the planet, the biosphere, the life sphere. Just like the air around you is held by the planet, just as you are held. We call it gravity. We feel it as weight. Take a moment to notice your feeling of weight. You can feel your whole body weight. You can feel how your weight shifts if you move a little bit. You can also get curious about the weight of a finger. The weight of your head. I'm shifting to my computer microphone to see if the sound is better. So I'm noticing the sense of weight in different parts of your body. And noticing it as actually a holding from the planet, so which that's a thought, of course. But so is thinking of it as weight. That's a thought too. Just feel the sensation in your body and just noticing this quality of being held. The planet is actively pulling you. Planet is actually clasping you, embracing you inside, holding you. That you can release yourself into that. And that through that holding, held by the planet, nourished by the air that streams in and out of your lungs. Notice also your sense of spirit, where you feel that connection to a greater wholeness, whether it's in nature or whether it's with family members or whether you have a spiritual practice and it's there. That sense of spirit, of a place where we are part of a greater whole, a greater loving presence. And in that quality, noticing, how do you feel that connection? What does it do inside of you to feel that? What does it soften? What does it expand? Just letting yourself open to that. And from here, turn to your sense of difficulty, of pain, of stress, of distrust. If you're feeling distrust or anger, whatever the emotion is, the feeling is that goes with that. And just invite it into this field. Invite it to unfold and take as much space as it needs. Welcoming it. Could be hurt, could be disappointment, anger, suspicion, grief. Whatever it is, give it space. Allowing it to unfold, noticing how your breath can stream into it and out of it, streaming through it. Allowing it to be held by the planet, by our Earth.
nourished by the air that's streaming in and out of our lungs at each moment. Blessed by spirit, by connection. And in that holding field, giving it the space that it needs, see if you can get curious about its where it comes from. And normally when we think about where it comes from, we think about the thing that makes us angry or distrustful or sad. But there's actually something inside of you that comes before that feeling. And I don't know exactly what it is, but I know what kind of thing it is. It's something that has to do with caring. We don't get angry or upset about things that we don't care about. We don't grieve for situations where we have no love. So deep inside, whatever pain, whatever worry, whatever anger, whatever distrust. Distrust only comes when something matters. That's another aspect of caring. You care. That's the real source. So finding that space inside of you that is the root, the source of difficulty that you're feeling. And making space for that too. Knowing that whatever it is that you love, that you care about, you are not alone in that. Loving, caring. The music that we share, the music of our hearts. Silence symphony. And that with that, with caring, with loving, comes pain, comes distrust, comes anger, comes grief. They are, those feelings are the children of loving. Just as fear. Just as joy, just as trust, are also children of loving. And that as we notice that. Also notice that sense of connection. That sense of connection to the earth. Held by the earth, embraced by the earth. Held in this vast field of airspace, nourished by it, life breath, wave of waves of streaming life breath coming through us. And constantly this quality of a greater whole that we are a part of, our sense of spirit, blessing. And blending with this sense of love, sense of caring, and blending also with all the difficult feelings that go with that, and all the beautiful feelings that go with that. That's time to finish this meditation. Coming out of it the same way we went in. Noticing our bodies, our breathing, stretching. Noticing what our bodies want right now. Taking the time to find the rhythm that is in you at this moment. Giving this process that you have just been through space inside of you in this transition. And making sure that you, as you come out, that you take some of this with you. Everything that we have done in this half hour, 40 minutes almost, everything that we've done is something that's there for you all the time. It's not created by me. It's part of our shared capacity. It's part of the gift that is inside all of us. But we all have different rooms in ourselves. We have different spaces in ourselves. So it's really about letting a passage be open to this space, that you can touch it, that you can drop into it whenever you remember, whenever you want to.